The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss revenue optimization strategies. Joining us is Anne Merlowski, who is the VP of Marketing at Terminus, which helps businesses unlock revenue potential by engaging ready-to-buy prospects and customers with precision. Yesterday, Anne and I talked about revenue marketing in the digital age, and today we're going to continue our conversation talking about strategy alignment versus tech solutions. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Anne Merlowski, the VP of Marketing at Terminus. Anne, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Excited to have you back and continue our conversation. Yesterday, we were talking about revenue marketing, this idea that you're supposed to actually figure out the impact your marketing activities have on the revenue generation of a business. And it's not just revenue generation, it's generation, the brand activities you're doing to tell everybody about how great your company is and what you do and why they should trust you, and demand capture, actually getting those people onto the website or into your funnel to grow pipeline, to do sales, to generate revenue. So we've gone around in circles about what's the best way and how do you think about attribution and what are the channels you should use. And fundamentally, there's this big problem that I think marketers need to think about. There's getting this notion of what our strategy is, what we're trying to accomplish, and then figuring out what technology we're using to try to do an implementation, automate, and have marketing be a channel that we can kind of set and forget. Talk to me about this dynamic of figuring out your strategy and getting everybody aligned versus finding a tech solution that does some marketing activities for you and just focusing on pressing buttons and making stuff work.
I think having that strategy first mentality that you've come together with, ideally as a marketer, you want to come together with your sales and ops leaders at a table and said, this is what we're trying to achieve. Regardless of who those teams report to, you want to have a unified strategy of, hey, we are trying to drive X in pipeline and Y in revenue. Those are the two things that we're trying to drive. What tactics do we want to do to go about that? We're going to do maybe account-based marketing. We're going to do maybe some field marketing. We're going to do some partner marketing. Okay, this is our strategy. Those are the three tactics we're going to do. Let's look at our ops team and say, do we have tech in place today that supports those strategies? And if you don't have tech in place that supports those strategies, or you need to confirm that the existing tech stack you have can support, take a break to build out a more robust strategy and make sure everybody agrees specifically on the tactics. We're going to do field events and we're going to track folks in our marketing automation platform and our CRM. So we need to make sure that before we buy or, you know, subscribe to a vendor who's going to put together these field events for us, we need to make sure that we have a way to upload those leads and accounts and their activity into our CRM. Do we have that? Making sure you have that conversation up front makes it so much easier to say, we are missing XYZ pieces of the puzzle. Let's go and buy the tech that helps us solve those pieces of the puzzle. For a lot of businesses, I feel like the piece of the puzzle and strategy that's often missing is who is it that I'm going after and that intent piece. There's a lot of different ways to get first and third party intent into your CRM. And often that helps you narrow down who you're going to invite to field events, who you're going to serve advertising to. But if you buy an intent software or you buy four intent softwares, which is often what happens at businesses, they'll suddenly buy four, you'll get conflicting information, or you might be able to confirm because three of the four say the same thing. But that makes it really messy to know who you're targeting and why and how. So then suddenly you say, I don't want to do that anymore because it doesn't work. But it's not that it didn't work. It's that you weren't utilizing the tech to support the strategy. You were letting the tech tell you the strategy. And that's not the same thing.
I think that's an important distinction, that you need a strategy and then the tech should support the strategy. And often we hear, well, the world is going compostable. We need a compostable CDP. And so we got to move from our existing infrastructure, and everybody's talking about AI implementation. How do we figure out how to use AI as opposed to thinking, here's what our marketing strategies are. How do we use other tools to make sure that we're doing it efficiently? Fundamentally, and maybe this is a better way to frame the conversation, it comes down to infrastructure versus implementation. You have to have a strategy and the infrastructure to be able to manage the implementation. So help me figure out the way to turn a strategy, make sure you validate that you have the right infrastructure so you can do a great job with implementation. What's the workflow there?
I really like to pick off a small like A-B test that when I'm trying to validate a strategy, I say, maybe we're going to go after 10 target accounts. That's our initial strategy. And for those 10 target accounts, we're going to invite them to attend a field event. We are going to look at how can we advertise in the way that maybe we can do without necessarily having a piece of tech to support it. Like I'm going to advertise LinkedIn as a great tool that you can do some really baseline targeting without plugging anything else in. I only have 10 accounts. I'm going to layer those 10 accounts in and I'm going to serve ads. Can I see engagement from those 10 accounts? And is this ad going to get them to register for the event? Yes. Okay, this strategy has been validated. Let's scale it. To scale that strategy and to roll it out to a much larger group, then you need tech. You need a piece of tech that's going to take all of those sounds from intent, listen to all of those touch bases, tell you at scale, here's your 5,000 accounts that you should be targeting, launch them into an ad, send them an ad, and then you need to actually have somebody to manage all of those field events because you're going to do 16 field events for those 5,000 accounts. So if you start small, you can really validate a strategy before you get all the way into, I've invested $500,000 in tech.
Let me play devil's advocate. You're saying, let's test something small, field events as an example. Maybe there is a tech solution that manages field events for us, right? And maybe field events isn't the best example. Maybe we were talking about digital advertising, or we're going to produce podcasts and we're going to invite 10 target accounts to come on the show. If you're starting small and you need the technology infrastructure to do the implementation, you're basically committing to the integration before you can actually do the implementation, which means you're doing all the work up front, but you're only targeting this small subset. Why don't you just say, this is the direction we're going. Let's go figure out the best solution, and then let's go target everybody and hit it hard.
I think the danger becomes if you can't validate your strategy before you launch it, you could get 6 months down the road. And we talked about this yesterday, that sometimes things take time to mature. You could get 6 months down the road and be exactly where you were in your starting point. And we all in tech have this impulse to, we have to build pipeline now. We need pipeline for tomorrow. It needs to close instantaneously. And while that is true, you don't want to waste a ton of money and a ton of resources. Like to do ABM really at scale and to do it correctly, you need to have your entire sales organization working together and understanding what ABM is. That takes time. And if you cheat the system and you don't take the time to properly enable all of those folks together, you're not going to have a successful strategy. But if you take one really strong AE and one really strong SDR and you work with them on 10 target accounts and you build out a proof point, they will sell that to everyone else in the organization. And that, I think, is why you start small and then you go big, because you may need that infrastructure. You may have to commit to the infrastructure. But if you truly believe in your strategy, the infrastructure is worth building.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. All right, so let's level up for a second and talk about what is some of the infrastructure that you think is table stakes and mandatory. Yes, when you're piloting new programs, you take a small tiger team and you try to go attack a small subset and you figure out if you can validate that a channel works, then you try to scale. Perfectly logical. Everything should be aligned in your strategy. And if you figure it out, you do it over a quarter or two, you've got your strategy for the back half of the year. Everybody sings kumbaya, we all walk away happy. But you can't do that if you don't have a CRM. And you probably need some sort of email outreach, and you probably need some sort of email enrichment. What's the list of the sort of table stakes tech solutions you need to be able to operate today to implement any of these strategies?
You really need to have that CRM. And based on the size of your business, there's going to be a different CRM for everyone. I don't think there are very many B2B organizations who don't have some kind of CRM. It just depends on how bells and whistles they are and how many people you can have work in it. You have to have a CRM. You have to have some kind of marketing automation platform. Those things must talk to each other. And that, I think, is a huge place where mid-sized businesses sometimes struggle, where they won't port their marketing automation information directly into their CRM because it's difficult or because it's complicated. But if you can't connect those things, launching a strategy to drive inbound or to drive engagement is going to be very difficult to manage, regardless of how big of the test is. So I think that those are the two things that you must absolutely have. Most marketing automation softwares can do your email nurture, so you're good there. You need to have not necessarily a piece of software to launch ads, but someone who knows how to do it. You can be very growth hackery in launching ads. You don't need four pieces of software to launch ads. You need someone who understands how ad platforms work. That is not scalable, and that is not a long-term solution. But if you have one person who knows how to launch ads in LinkedIn Campaign Manager, a marketing automation, and a CRM, you can run a very basic ABM test to validate your proof points.
Last question I have for you. One thing that I noticed was missing from your list. Yeah, you need a place to understand what's happening with your customers. You need to be able to automate some messaging. You need to be able to reach them through cold outreach and advertising. You can kind of piece those things together. Talk to me about the data warehouse, because it seems like the world is kind of getting closer to that is the fundamental source of truth, that data capture that feeds into the CRM. Where do you think that lives, and how sophisticated do you need to be with your data capture when you're starting out?
If you set a good foundation at the beginning and you say, I know that in 10 years, I want this company to have a really robust data set that I can do a million things with, having a data warehouse at the beginning is really, really smart. And it allows you to do data visualization and reporting and be really intentional about how do you look at cross-sell, upsell. All of that can live inside your data warehouse. I don't think that's table stakes. I think that's when you've hit 5 million in revenue. I think that that is very much like a future project that you can start up without having a data warehouse. Now, if you're going into a business or you're at a business that's already beyond 5 million and you don't have a warehouse, you are incredibly behind and you need to catch up. And that is a piece of tech that you need to invest in yesterday. The future is our data. That's all we are at the end of the day, is our data and our digital footprints. And the reality is that you can't scrape your information out of the ether. And here we are. And all of that data means a lot. You look at your personal profile, you can go into some social media tools and see who do they think you are. And it's scary accurate. So for the companies you work with to not be storing and capturing that data about their own users is a huge miss.
You mentioned if you're at a company that's 5 million in revenue or more and you don't have a data warehouse, you better start that yesterday. And that's one of those, the average tenure of a CMO is 18 months and probably going down every day. And often it is the CMOs that are making the best decisions for the future that last the shortest. I'm the one who came into this company, set up the data warehouse, built all the infrastructure, got all the plumbing and all the pipes connected. And then my 12 months were up and my CEO was upset with me and said, drive pipeline yesterday. And now I have the tools to be able to do it. I personally believe that setting up the data warehouse on the earlier side, and I said this, I believe yesterday, it's brand over time, sales overnight, brand over time. If you want that brand to grow over time, you need to have the data set to be able to understand what's happening and who you're targeting and how you should be targeting and what's resonating. That is an infrastructure piece as well. So like I said yesterday, if you want to grow your revenue, you need to be thinking about it over a longer period of time and you need to have some patience. When you're thinking about strategy and tech solutions, often you need to have the infrastructure and you're constantly developing that over time, bit by bit, slowly. Like a portion of your budget should be going to marketing infrastructure. Your strategy should be supporting your long-term marketing infrastructure, and your medium and short-term is more of your point tech solutions and some of the trials and some of the growth hackery things that you're doing. Fundamentally, you need that alignment between your strategy and your tech solutions, and it's not always chicken or the egg. You need some infrastructure, then you need a great strategy, and you might need some additional tech solutions as you go along the way to test, cultivate, and grow other channels. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Anne Murlowski, VP of Marketing at Terminus. If you'd like to hear more from Anne, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can check out her podcast. It's the Sassy Podcast, S-A-A-S-Y. And you can find that on any podcast platform. Or you can visit her company's website, which is Terminus.com, T-E-R-M-I-N-U-S.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter and you can even apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.